Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM. And it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. And we have Melanie Cutting with us. So welcome, Melanie.
Hi. Always happy to be here.
So did you see a movie this week?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
Good.
I went to see a movie that I was really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
And it was good fun. It really was. I think I mentioned last week that it was part of the Marvel Universe array of movies, of which there seem to be more and more and more. And this one is set in a time kind of, well, modern time, but just before the Avengers, the Infinity War Marvel movie is supposed to have happened. And for those of you who have seen that one, it's kind of a doomsday movie where everything seems to be going wrong and it looks like the Earth has no chance. But this movie comes before that.
Okay.
So things are looking better. People aren't superheroes aren't all turning into dust at that point. And it's just good fun. Paul Rudd plays Ant-Man. And Evangeline Lilly, who is Canadian, plays the Wasp, and they're both good. They're Paul Rudd in particular he's just a teddy bear. He's just the cutest thing. He's nice. He's kind. He has a little girl who spends weekends with him. He and his wife have divorced, and he's kind of sweet on the Wasp from a few years earlier. And he has a great relationship with his little girl. They have one of the opening scenes has him in the house with her. He's under house arrest.
Okay.
from what happened in the first Ant-Man movie. So he just creates this wonderful environment in his home for her. And it's just fun to watch the relationship between the two of them. The action part comes in when it looks like the person who sort of first put together Ant-Man and the Wasp, and this is the character whose last name is Pym. First name is not there at the moment. Played by Michael Douglas, and he's a scientist. He's an amazing scientist. And he had, 30 years earlier, his wife, played by, of all people, Michelle Pfeiffer, had become so small with this scientist, Dr. Pym's kind of, they don't call it a shrinking ray. That would have gone back to a movie much, much earlier than that. It's just, it controls the size. So with a flip of a switch, the character can be tiny, 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 even tinier than that. And then suddenly 65 feet tall. So it's just a fun effect. And it's used in a good way, because frequently it's just important that you're real tiny and you can go under things, or huge and you can step over them. So it's just, it's good fun. But what I started to say earlier was that the Michelle Pfeiffer character, who is quite a scientist in her own right in this movie, in order to save the Earth from a bomb, I believe, became tiny, so small, so incredibly small, microcosmic. And they discover that maybe they can find her, because she kind of got lost when she got that small. She ended up in a world where she was unreachable. But ultimately, the Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, and the Wasp go after her. And there's obviously more to it than this, which I won't go into. But they do go after her, and I won't tell you if they're successful or not, but just to say that a lot of the action has to do with their search for her and trying to keep kind of keep this technology, this amazing, shrinking and, and enlarging technology away from the bad guys. And of course, there are bad guys, more than one. But one of the great things that they do is they have a whole lab, which is like a building that, you know, it's a big building that they do all their work in. But because of this technology, they can make the big building, which looks like it's made out of cinder blocks or something, into something the size of a carry-on suitcase.
Oh.
So there's kind of building big and then building small, and someone picks it up by the handle and walks away with it. Anyway, many kind of funny scenes. There's a little bit of seriousness to it, but mostly it's just a hoot. The good special effects. One of the special effects is making Michael Douglas and Michelle Pfeiffer look a whole lot younger than they really are. But the action sequences are fun, and there's a kind of a serious purpose, as I said. But basically, it's just like, oh, this is a hoot. It's fun to watch. It's about 2 hours, and I didn't find myself flagging, so I thought that's a good sign. If it's a 2 hour movie and I'm still awake, you do need to sit through part of the credits. For those of you who, I think most people who go to Marvel movies know this, that you don't walk out before the credits are finished, because there's always something in the credits. They stop the credits for a short period of time, and then there's like a teaser for the next movie, for example. So
that's good to know.
Don't leave until the credits are over, but after that, apparently you can leave. There's another teaser, which I didn't stay for because the review that I had read said, don't bother. Mm-hmm. But my son did, and he won't tell me what was in it. So, so I'll have to research that myself. So it's been getting good. It's being well received by both the public and critics. I think nobody was terribly interested in having a whole lot more Infinity War type movies, because they're so dark and so serious, and this one is not. It's light and fun. So in terms of the reviews, our Ant-Man and the Wasp, they've got 86% favorable reviews, which is really good.
Nice.
Because, you know, some don't have anything close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Some are beyond that, but mostly, I mean, what they call the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes website, they give it 86% certified fresh, which is very good. And the audience score, these are critics, the audience score is only a little bit less. It's 79%. Of those who watched it and who filled in the form liked it. Oh. So that's good. So it's one that I would recommend, even for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, there's a few that I would not have recommended in the past, but this certainly is one of them.
Good.
And what's coming to our local theater on Friday of this week, which unfortunately is Friday the 13th.
Okay.
But don't let that stop you. There's two movies opening up. One is called, I mentioned last week, it's called Skyscraper, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who has to climb 200 and some stories of this skyscraper, which is part of it's on fire, to save his wife, and I believe it's a little girl.
Okay.
His little girl. And again, we have a little Canadian content in this one too, because his wife is played by Canadian actress Neve Campbell, who's been in many things on TV and in the movies, and she plays his wife. So a little bit of Canadian content. I don't know where it was filmed. Maybe it was even filmed in Canada. Who knows? And the other movie, which is coming in English on Friday, is the Transylvania 3. Hotel Transylvania 3.
Okay.
And as I think I talked a bit about this last time. It's the It's the third of the Hotel Transylvania movies. And as with many sequels, sometimes, you know, the quality declines the more sequels there are. But this one looks like it's fun because the gang of the vampire and his daughter, mm-hmm. and a gelatinous blob and Frankenstein, the whole Hotel Transylvania gang goes on a cruise.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be quite fun. Mm-hmm. And I will certainly make a point of seeing that one. And so far, in terms of the Rotten Tomatoes, the movie Skyscraper is doing okay. Not mm-hmm. great. 62% on the tomato meter. And Hotel Transylvania 3 is about 71%.
Okay.
So not, mm-hmm. you know, they're not like movies that you necessarily say, oh, I have to see this because everybody's raving mm-hmm. about it. Probably not the case. But if you like disaster movies of the towering inferno variety, then I think that you'll probably really, really enjoy the Skyscraper movie. The previews that I've seen make it look very harrowing.
Okay.
And with amazing computer-generated effects. And the other one, the Hotel Transylvania 3, I think will just be cute because mm-hmm. the first two were cute. And it's the characters who are normally seen as, like, very scary, vampire, Frankenstein, and so on, are very benign and fun. So if you're looking for a fun movie, I think it would be that one. And if you're looking for something kind of edge of your seat, nail biter, it would be Skyscraper. What's happening locally in terms of what's there now and what's not going to be there much longer is the two I mentioned, Skyscraper in English, Hotel Transylvania in English. There's one which I will mention just because it's probably an excellent movie, and it's in French, and it's called La Chute de l'Empire Américain, and it's a follow-up to two other movies by the same director. One, The Decline and Fall of the American Empire,
okay.
and The Barbarian Invasion. Anyway, he makes mm-hmm. really excellent movies, and here's another one from the same guy. Unfortunately, it's only in French. So mm-hmm. if your French is good and you want to see a movie which is probably better quality than mm-hmm. some of the movies that I've been to see recently, then that would be one that would be good to catch. La Chute de l'Empire Américain. On the other side of the coin, we have The Purge.
Oh, The Purge, okay.
The Purge movie is there. It's called The First Purge in both French and English. And I think, I will take a miss on that one. It truly isn't a movie that I would like to see. What's still there in English and I think is kind of worth seeing if you like dinosaur movies and if you've enjoyed the Jurassic Park films in the past. This is it's the second Jurassic World movie.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a third one. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be ready for the third one, catch the second one. And like many of these big budget movies, it's really better aesthetically, just better experience to see it on a big screen in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Rather than in your living room, right? It doesn't mm-hmm. have the same effect. Another movie which is there in English, and this is the last week for it, is called Uncle Drew. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this on Friday, chances are you've missed it. I think it would have ended Thursday evening. I think it was a kind of not wonderful comedy, but again, I didn't see it, so I shouldn't make too many pronouncements. And another movie that is still there in English, I did see it. I talked at length about it last time I was here. Is Sicario, Day of the Soldado? It's the second mm-hmm. Sicario film, and I would not recommend it. I didn't enjoy it. Nobody I was with enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And it's just so dark and mm-hmm. so xenophobic. If I were in the theater and I was of Mexican descent, I would be absolutely livid mm-hmm. at the way Mexico is depicted. Mm-hmm. And it's the last thing in the world that Mexico needs at the moment is to have more criticism exactly. heaped on it. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So that's what's happening locally. And there's, of course, this is the summer. This is the mm-hmm. time when lots and lots of movies come out. And often they are sort of the big movies. There are a few smaller movies which are out. But a bunch of them, of course, they're so small that they won't get here. Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised that the RBG movie did make it to our local cinema and stayed for a long time. And that was just mm-hmm. excellent. But there's a few that aren't coming this way, as far as I can tell, and that's unfortunate because they're smaller, more thoughtful, mm-hmm. lower budget, and being very, very well received by both critics and audiences. But for things being as they are here, we end up getting mostly the big budget movies because okay. those are the ones that people enjoy, mm-hmm. and they'll put out some money to go and see. Mm-hmm. Especially in the summer. So if you haven't thought about going to the movies recently, then start to think a bit about it and buy your little book of movie passes for $56. Gets you into 8 movies. Definitely worthwhile. There are some that you can take a miss on and wait for the Netflix edition, but there are a few that really are worth heading off to the theater. Having a nice evening. There's a bunch of restaurants in that vicinity and make a night of it.
Good. Well, it's cheap entertainment and air conditioned too. So
absolutely.
Good. We thank you very much, Melanie. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. I think this is, I think there will be next week, I'll be able to talk about probably Skyscraper and maybe perhaps the Transylvania Hotel Transylvania movie. I'm not sure. Good. Depends on how, if it's too nice out, then even I don't get out to the movies.
Okay. Well, we look forward to next time, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.